Okay, we have to acknowledge the grievances that have put us in this position to start with, and they're real. Okay, immigration, what the hell are we doing? You know, the bottom 20% of our population, you know, their wages didn't go up for 20 years. They're dying 7 years younger. You know, when administrations, you know, the Biden administration is giving all this money to EVs and cars and wasting a lot of money on green stuff, which isn't going to work, and all that. Do you think people in rural cities, do you think people in inner cities thought they were getting anything? Do you think that those people think that the American government is fair and competent and that this was in their best interest? Their schools don't work. They're not getting the skills they need. And you heard that just now. So we got to acknowledge and I also call it blue tape, because, you know, Republicans, you generally don't like red tape. You understand the devastation of it. But, you know, most Democrats, I know, they love it. They want more of it. And they want to make it so confusing you can't even meet the rules, so you get punished and fined afterwards. You know, and then you have in permitting, and, you know, I call the government the Leviathan that's too weak, can't get stuff done, and too strong. It imposes things on the American public that they're getting sick of, and they should be getting sick of it. And acknowledge that, celebrate our virtues, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise, equal opportunity, family, God, country. You know, and you can acknowledge the flaws that we have, which are extraordinary, what we did to the black population for years. Don't denigrate the great things of this country, because those are two different things. If you have in any team, if you put a team on the field and the team's torn apart, they're going to lose. And that's kind of us right now. You know, we're not a team anymore, and we don't collaborate. We don't talk that much to each other. Deal with our policies. And this is the enemy within. We've got to fix our permitting, our regulations, our immigration, our taxation, which I think they're on their way. We have to fix our inner city schools, our healthcare system. If we fix those things, we can grow 3% a year and all these problems will disappear. But the most important is maintain those military alliances, spend whatever you got to spend to have the strongest military in the world, and I think the goal of the Trump administration is this: keep the Western military alliances together. If the world cannot rely on America's military umbrella, we may have paid too much, we have not done it. If the world can't rely on it, they are going to be looking for alternatives. There's only one other real alternative out there, or getting a nuclear weapon. And then maintain and expand and grow our economic alliance. So we have tons of treaties, economic treaties. We do a terrible job in development finance, but, you know, expand that. The goal, like, you know, beating up Europe, the goal should be help Europe get stronger. We know what their problems are. Keep them closer. You know, do the trade agreements, the investment agreements. They'll keep the Western world together. Those two things will keep the world safe and free for democracy. If we don't do those things, the world is not safe and free for democracy. And so that's what we have to do. And people know what they are. We've all written about it. We just have failed to actually do it.
Hey guys, Carlos Cortez here with another episode of Scriptures and Wall Street. Anyways, I wanted to get back on here while I'm taking my son to hockey, actually tutoring, so he can go to his hockey academy. I have an hour drive there and back, and it's just part of the dedication that I want to do for him and to be a father and to obviously get on the best education. But I wanted to continue talking about what I was talking about. So you could legit invest in TQQQ, or if you don't want the double of the risk, right? You're going to have to take the risk. You could actually purchase an index fund like the SPX or QQQ. Those are two good funds that you could dollar cost average into if you're okay with red money, if you're okay with the risk. Now, I would recommend that for people that are 30, 40, mid-40s, that have a good ample time. I'm talking about 15, 20 years to compound, because honestly, you can have millions and millions of dollars in 10 to 20 years if you just did that. Again, this is not investment advice. This is for education and information purposes only. But the index funds is a great way to avoid financial advisors telling you the wrong thing. Do not do the 60-40 thing. That is completely gay and dead. It's robotic. It's, you know, we live in a world where it's manipulated by AI now. It's actually manipulated by other things, because this is what we know now. Guys, In 1960, the internet was out. The military had the internet in 1960s. Colleges had it in mid-60s. It was used to send information from one college to another, a curriculum, in the 60s. And we just got it in the 90s, all right? The AI is just the surface of what it really is right now. They have human beings that are robotic. They have, in Japan, publicly they've announced that they've made the first robotic womb, a transhuman, full transhuman. So it is here, guys. It is not a mistake. I know I sound crazy to some of you, I'm speaking your language, but we have real robots as humans. You don't even know that they're freaking robots. They're a lot smarter than us. They can do many things than us, but what they don't have is they don't have a soul. This is why God says, enjoy the animals, kill them, eat them, blah, 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 because they're meant for us. They're beneath us. This is why I get sick when I see people treat their dog better than they treat their spouse or their kids, because it's not supposed to be like that. God didn't ordain that. They're an animal. They're a freaking animal. Like, we have souls. It's your job to be the salt and the light in this earth, not to cater to animals. No way, shape, or form I am disrespecting your love for animals. I love animals, but they have no souls. They do not come before humans, okay? It is our responsibility to be an impact to that human, to your neighbor, to let them know who Jesus is, to let them know, hey, there is a better way of life, and his name is Christ. His name is Elohim, the Messiah. It's not the money. It is not the cars, how sick your driveway is, none of that. Your social status, it's none of that, guys. The labels that you wear, and don't get me wrong, I love my labels, right? I love watches. I love nice, expensive clothes and nice cars. I love those things. And you can have those things because the Bible also says that you can enjoy the fruits of your labor. And there's no problem with that. Abraham had a donkey, and only he was only able to ride this certain camel. I'm sorry, camel, not donkey. And it was covered in jewels. It was covered in beauty, like just accessorized to the T. Was he a flashy guy? No, he was God's friend. He was God's friend. And guess what? He also liked nice things. He was a gangster killer, but he also liked nice things. He enjoyed the fruit of his labor because he was one with God, and God blessed him with material things. He blessed him with financial success. He blessed him with health. He blessed him with masculinity. He blessed him with power. And the same God today is the same God that he'll always be, yesterday, today, forever, present. It doesn't matter. And so we need to embrace that. We need to embrace that. And if you're a man out there, control your family, be the priesthood. I cannot stress that enough. Yes, money is great. I could teach you how to make all the money in the world, protect it, grow it, do smart things with it. But I can't teach you how to be a man, how to love God, how to love your wife like Christ loved the church, to be a gangster father for your kids, to go all out, to do the right thing, to die for them. It's what I'm about. It's what I'm about all day, every day. It is nothing else. And if you knew me, and most of you have starting to know me because you've been listening for 4 years now, because you keep on calling, you keep on allowing me to coach you through what is going on. As a former stockbroker and a man of faith, my father's a Pentecostal pastor and a drill sergeant. I didn't know why I was cut out for this earth. I didn't fit in nowhere. And honestly, I probably don't even fit in most circles, and that's okay. That's okay, because I like being different. I like being, I just like being myself. And you know, you can call me a cultic, you can call me a Bible thumper, I could care less what you call me. Because we're all child of God. We all children of God. And it is our job, it is our mission to have the ability to impact our neighbors, our children. One man can literally change the direction of 10,000 people through generational. This boy behind me will have 10,000 kids, 10,000 people in his bloodline behind me. So we need to make changes now, guys. Robots are here. The extraterrestrial implementation of that Project Bluebeam. Look at the movies. Go to the movies with your kids, or just go turn on Netflix one Friday night with your wife or spouse. And look at the subliminal messaging. It is happening right now. It's disgusting. You have Ron DeSantis on his video basically saying that everything that I've said 3 years ago, what did I tell you about track, trace, and control and the CBDC and the FedNow program? It is freaking here, dude. Like, it is nuts. You don't own the money in your bank account. You don't own the money in your 401k. You are a participant. They have the laws. And the only way you can get out of this is precious metals, which is still manipulated, by the way. It is a tier one currency outside of silver. Gold is. And look, I like gold. I have gold in my gun safe. And you will see that it's manipulated. It is controlled by the same people that control the stock exchanges. Are they the evil people? It doesn't matter. Evil doesn't come in one race. Evil comes in all races. They're the ones manipulating all of this. They're the ones that brought in the slaves. They're the ones that killed Jesus. They're the ones that control the banking industry, the insurance industry. And we have to avoid them like the plague. They're the ones that have the BlackRock agenda, the ESG agenda, the gay agenda. This is all a completely, completely evil. And I want to be the David and Goliath on Wall Street and fight them. And I need your help. I need your help. Today, go to Scriptures in Wall Street on Rumble. Like and subscribe. I make a few bucks. So when you click on my videos, it's like a penny. But if I can get millions of followers, then I can be properly monetized to keep the show running. This is why I have sponsors. You can go to getmealeanusa.com and purchase some great peptides to lose weight, to get your mind right, to feel great, to sleep well. They even have these focus peptides that you take subliminally. You just take them like a pill. They taste amazing. And you could just focus on what you need to do. So great stuff. Many of you have bought it. I've been terrible with my videos of thanking you, but I'll get to them, I promise you. And yeah, it's auto subscription. I think like 20, 30 bucks, and it helps tremendously on the Scriptures and Wall Street podcast overhead. But look, I love you guys. I just wanted to say thank you for just following me. Thank you for the awesome emails. I've gotten emails from people here locally. And thank you. Thank you. It's all about this, the kids. And I don't care if it's an hour drive, hour there, back. Like, my son literally is doing so well with the tutoring. He had straight F's at his prison public school system. Straight F's. And he was, like, depressed. He's like, Dad, I'm so stupid. I don't understand. Like, people are making fun of me. And it, like, killed me. Like, when I grew up and I came home with an F, I got my ass beat. Like, beat old school style. And I thought there was something wrong with me. And I ran away. And I ran away multiple times. And I wanted my parents to seek me out. You know? That maybe I'm important enough that I can disrupt their day. And I don't want to do that to my son. I didn't beat him up when he had straight up. So I got curious. I said, you know, you got the same crap I had. You're really, really smart, but your goals are off. And you're not focusing. Oh, by the way, you have a medical condition that doesn't allow you to focus. And I probably have that myself, and I do. So let's find a school that helps with this. and you're good at this. So I put two and two together, and now the kid is killing it with his private tutoring. He's going to be killing it in the hockey academy. I'm so excited. Thank you for your prayers, man. Like, brings a tear to my eyes, man, that he doesn't have to go through the pain. I remember coming home from school, and I had, like, more than two Fs. And I was talking with my friends getting off the school bus. And I would say, hey, so what are you doing for dinner? Like, what's your family doing? And like, oh, we're just hanging out. We're going to the baseball game. We're just going to play, and then we're going to have dinner and then go to a baseball game. I said, man, that must be nice. You don't have to worry about getting a beat down, because I really don't want to go home, because I know my dad's going to freaking wreck me. And sure as heck, he did. And I don't blame him. He just didn't know how to, he didn't understand. Like, ADHD was a thing now, but it wasn't a thing in the 90s, right? Like, it was taboo, especially in the Latin culture. You don't talk about mental health. You don't talk about any of that stuff. You're just hyper. He's just hyper. Don't worry about it. So, I'm glad that we're not doing that here. And we're not doing, oh man, there's so much stuff I can talk about, like the church, like we used to believe in, but praise God that He is almighty and that He's forever forgiving and His grace is sufficient for me. However, I'm just so grateful, guys, for you. And feel free to email me with anything, suggestions. I have people email me that I need to shave, that I need to wear a shirt collar and a suit. And I'm like, look, man, if you want my appearance to be like a financial appearance, then I'm not the guy for you. I'm just here to give you content. I don't need to prove anything to you. I don't need that validation. So, but whatever, if you want to email me stuff that you don't like, that's cool too. I had people telling me that I'm lost and I need to tell all my clients to sell gold. And if I don't, then I'm going to hell. Like, just crazy stuff, man. And it's funny because they're the ones living in fear. And 2 Timothy 1 says, for I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and sound mind. I don't have any fear. I've faced death. I've been shot at. I'm not even afraid of a gun. I've trained to get shot. I know how to survive a gun wound outside of it getting hit in the brain or in the heart. I'm not afraid of anything. So I want to pass that confidence to you. I want to pass that confidence to my sons and to the church that we don't have to be afraid. Like, our name is written in the book of life. We can go attack life. We can handle any situation, any problem. We are not victims. We take responsibility because we have the blood of Jesus in our lives. We have the blood of Jesus that is also all-knowing. So we have the direct access to God that is all-knowing. He is our Father. What father does not want to bless his son? What father does not want to give him his watch collection or his car collection or his wealth? That's me. I want to give it all to my kids. And I'm just a human being, like a little peanut. God is all sovereign. He has every single thing that you could possibly imagine. He wants to give it to you. This is not a prosperity message. This is a hope message. This is, I don't know what you're going through, but money is not the answer. Money is not the answer. You know, I was reading on Facebook the other day that this girl, 6 hours, slept with 583 dudes. I don't know how that's possible, but now she's in the hospital for a reconstruction surgery for her fallopian tube or something. I'm sure it got destroyed. And it was only for $200,000 a week she was doing it. And something crazy like that. And I'm just like, if people knew that millions of dollars actually doesn't make you happy, it really doesn't. I've made millions in my career. It just makes you comfortable. It just makes you like, hey, I can buy whatever I want. But you're always, always trying to fit that materialistic need. And what you are lacking is a spiritual validation from the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can validate you. And you should be making money to help others, not to help yourself. Like buying homes for people, donating to charities, donating to your church. Your aim, if you are trying to seek wealth, is to actually give more. Like, you should be getting a letter that you're the top 1% of the whole church tithing. Like, those are the goals I have. I want to be the top giver of my church. That is my goal. It's up to them how they want to spend it. It's up to them that we want to do, but I want to be one of the top givers in my church, because the more you give, the more money comes to you. The more you give, the more money comes to you. The more wealth, the more prosperity, the more protection, the more favor, the more glory. Like, God wants to bless you. And money is just a tool that He uses to see your true character. That's all it is. It's not alcohol. People say, oh yeah, take them to the bar. You'll find the truth a few beers later. Nope. Give them money. Find out what money does to them. Look at their language around money. And you'll find out really, really quick. So I'm sorry I went overboard. I split it up two or three times. But I love doing this, and I love you guys. And don't forget to like and subscribe Rebel Channel. And go to CortezWM.com. Get your consultation. We want to help you retire. We want to safely secure your assets. You don't have to be a part of the CBD system. You don't have to be part of the actual manipulation on Wall Street. There are green money solutions. There are dollar cost averaging solutions. There's great trading. There's income planning, pension planning, death benefit planning. There's so much stuff that we could do if you would just call, book an appointment, even if it's for a second opinion. I'm more than happy to do that. I've been doing this for 20 years, plus 20 years now, and it's amazing. It's amazing the knowledge that God has given me to help people, and the experience. It's not even just the knowledge, it's experience. I don't care if you're a CFP or you have all these alphabets behind your name as an advisor. Nothing beats experience. And that's why I don't have all these crazy designations, because the people that started the designations are the people I'm trying to avoid. So screw them. Anyways, God bless you guys. I'm out of here. I'm taking this boy. I'm running a little late, but I'm always on the go, and I want to be on the go for you. God bless, and we'll talk soon.
Imagine being able to lose weight, control what you eat, portion control, hit your protein goals, and it really isn't that hard. You no longer have to worry about expensive monthly shots that you have to take that you don't even know what's doing to your body. And you can help with your ADHD. You can help with your discipline. You can help with your midnight hunger pains. You can actually lose weight and build muscle at the same time and burn fat. This is my before and after, and you can see how effective this is. Try it out for 30 days. You can cancel anytime. There's no gimmicks. It's completely clean and very easy website. I recommend you just get the package of all six, Performance Peak, and you would totally do well with it. All you got to do is click the link below, and let's get in shape. Hey, guys. Thanks for coming in and dealing with that. I had to break it up there for a little bit. But hey, if you're watching for the first time, let me say my disclosure here. Everything on this podcast is meant for information and education purposes only. I'm not giving financial advice. Even though I am a financial advisor, everything on this podcast should be taken as information, education purposes only. If you would like investment advice or just a opinion, second opinion on your portfolio, you could give us a call, 813-448-3446, or book a appointment online at CortezWM.com. You can go there now. And don't forget to like and subscribe our Rumble channel. All you got to do is go to Rumble and type in Scriptures in Wall Street and click and like there. We do get a few pennies if you follow us, so we appreciate that. Anyways, I wanted to just say thank you to all of our followers and our listeners. This whole time, you guys have been awesome, giving us the views. And really, this platform has been growing with your help. So I really, really appreciate that. And we've had some amazing calls this week. Calls about banks. A lot of calls about banks. Like, hey, what to do with the money in the banks? That the banks are just a ticking time bomb, so to speak. There's so much fear that what if a bank does go belly up, you've lost that money. That money belongs to the bank until you pull it out. So be very careful with the banks. We'll look at KRE here and shortly, but I wanted to just go ahead and start sharing my screen pretty early here because there's so much stuff that I wanted to talk about as we get into June. And honestly, like a lot of what I hate about June is obviously Pride Month, but more so what I hate about Pride Month is the financial institutions get involved like crazy. And it's just terrible. It's absolutely terrible because they turn their whole website into a gay flag. It is annoying. And so what I've done is basically I've not done business with those companies that turn their website into an LGBT brochure. Like, what does that have to do with anything about your financial institution that you bank at or you have money at? It's just annoying. It really is annoying. So I want to talk about a few things. So you guys saw the Jamie Dimon video. I'm thinking you saw that already.
You are going to see a crack in the bond market, okay? It is going to happen. And I tell this to my regulators, some of who are in this room, I'm telling you it's going to happen, and you're going to panic. I'm not going to panic. We'll be fine. We'll probably make more money, and then some of my friends will tell me that we like crises because it's good for J.P. Morgan Chase. Not really.
So, I mean, really, that video of Jamie Dimon speaking really coincides to what actually is happening right now. Now, this is the NASDAQ. He was talking about the bond market crashing, but I think he was just talking about in general, right? So here we have a death cross formation back in April 28th. And the actual death cross did happen on May 19th. So here we are, the last day of the month. We are starting to see green speckles. Now, this is shorting the NASDAQ, meaning this is going to go down when the market goes up, and it will go up when the market is down. And I got three traffic lights. I got bullish power on the top right. This thing is turning over. The volatility index is starting to creep back over 18. Yeah, markets should be going down very, very shortly here. And this is on a 4-hour. This is on daily. Same thing with our daily. Like it is, the 4-hour is looking good. So we're starting to see a turn on a 4-hour. And then eventually once the 4-hour hits, we have that daily, and that daily will eventually catch up. But I'm really just focused on that 4-hour. It's showing that there's some huge weakness here and that this is screaming bullish power on a 1-hour. So something to look for Monday. This is going to be huge. Like, stock market goes down, all the inverse ETFs are probably going to go up. So SQQQ, SPXS is another one I like when we're shorting the market. Same deal here. The S&P 500 has come down. We've had that spike, obviously, early May, late April. We had that spike, that good old run there. But I told you this is a bear market rally. The overall trend is negative. Look at this bad boy. Just straight free-for-all. And this is on XPSS. So we're starting to see the... So this is coming down because this is the inverse. I apologize if I didn't make that clear. So this has been coming down because the stock market has been going up, S&P 500, but it's reaching a new high. And so once that high happens, the markets come down, but this ETF will start to rise when the stock market goes down. So pretty amazing that you can buy SPXL, XPSS. You can probably buy some call options at what an average daily trading range. At 32. So it has a trading range of 32 cents. It's at 580 right now. So anything above like 625, looking into June or July's 625, whatever option you can find there will probably be pretty good spot to maybe a 650 call option, somewhere around there, would be pretty good to look at. if you're trying to make money off of the stock market collapse, and you would make a ton of money because this thing could really go up if the stock market does go down. A lot of reasons why it could go down. I'm telling you, there's a lot of reasons. And this is something that you want to keep on your radar. So you have SPXS. You also have UDAO, which is another good ETF that makes money when the market goes down. I'm sorry, not UDAO, SDAO. So this is SDAO. Still red here, but I'm starting to see a green pattern here. So this might be turning over as well. Again, this makes money when the Dow goes down, the Dow Jones. So another good ETF to follow if you are interested in making money while the market crashes. And a quick update on TMF. We got a little speckle here. Finally got some bullish power. Hey, this is looking good right now. Maybe they will lower interest rates. When interest rates do lower or stock market crashes, this is going to go up. This is a banger trade. This is a really cool trade because this is a 6 to 12 month trade. I said that 6 to 12 months ago. But yeah, it's turning out to be a 12 to 24 month trade. But we've been sitting on this. Some of us has been losing money. I know I have. I bought it at 50. I loved it at 50. I loved it even at 37, and now we're at roughly around 35. So really, really good trade. If you're trying to make money on a lower, on when interest rates do go down, this is going to spike up like crazy. I still like the call options at 100 because the range on this one is really high. I'm talking about over $400 a share. And right now we are knocking 35, around under $40. So pretty amazing what this TMF, the opportunity could be to have this. So, all right. So that is TMF. That's pretty amazing. So check this out, guys. This is on a 4-hour chart. I'm letting you know, like if you have gold, it might be time to start taking some money off the table. What I mean by that is we've had this consolidation period, and now my short-term and my long-term traffic lights are turning red. We have a bearish neutral, a bearish signal, basically meaning this is going to come down. Volatility index is starting to creep back up. We have an average trading range of 70, so this thing moves $70 a day on average. Pretty amazing how the volatility of this. But if you bought gold, there's a huge, huge chance that you could lose a ton of money if you don't sell at all-time high. You've made your money with gold. It's time to take some profits off, especially if you're retired. If you're over 70 years old, 60 or 70 years old, you should be looking at taking a good portion off of the table and cashing those profits, because when this goes down, there's no chasing it back down or backing up. You may not have the time to recoup those losses. I'm really, really concerned for those of you that have like precious metal IRAs, because you can't write money in, you can't write any losses off an IRA. Like you just can't, because you got a credit going into an IRA, can't get a credit or protection if you lose money. And so with precious metals, it is a very, very commoditized and volatile asset. So be very careful if you do have a big position in silver or gold. You could lose a lot of money. And technically speaking, it's forming for another type of drop down here on my 4-hour chart. Again, I could be wrong. This is just my observation. I'm not recommending to sell it. All I'm saying is your situation can be different than any others, or all others, I would say. But technically speaking, gold is going to come down. So is my prediction based on the software that I have right now. The other cool thing I wanted to check out that we haven't really spoke about in a while is KRE. Remember, we were talking about the regional banks for a while. So we have this upward momentum here shortly, but look what's happening here. All my traffic lights are turning red. Jamin Dimon said that, you know, the banks, the bonds are going to crash and he's going to be ready and we're not going to panic. Basically, he's going to make a ton of money off of his own money. So I think it was pretty stupid to say that. Basically, I have red traffic lights here. And we did start to see this thing come down a little bit, but I'm looking more for an aggressive meltdown here on the banks. So as we have the banks turning over, we'll start to see KRE come down. So be very, very careful here, guys. I want to make sure that you understand that there is huge risk right here with the banks. Huge risk. I mean, we're having a death cross signal right now, and all of this is now turning red. So huge, big things. Now, for those of you that are interested in growing your retirement, even through this type of recessions that we're in, there is something called a QQQ. I like this fund because it is the NASDAQ, and the NASDAQ primarily is in the technology, right? So we can actually get access to QQQ through a safe money account, through insurance-based product that offers guarantees. And you have the ability to grow your asset with this amazing index that produces roughly about 16.8% a year for the past 45 years. You can literally get 100% of this with no fees and no risk. Great for IRAs, 401ks, money underneath the mattress, money in the bank that you want to solidify, have a private insured account with the ability to withdraw from it and grow your principal, use that as income with no fees and no risk and no market manipulations, no CBDC garbage, but have the ability to actually be an account owner and not a participant. If that's you and you want this type of returns, then give me a call. I'm here to help. Cortez Wealth Management, this is what we do. We can basically guarantee your principal. You'll never lose anything using our Green Money Solutions accounts, our privatized accounts. We'll protect your principal and also give you the ability to grow with an index that has historically has been performing amazing over the past 45 years. So give us a call, 813-448-3446, or you can visit us at CortezWM.com. Let's see here. Psalm 118:24. This is a day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You guys, if you grew up in a church, you heard this over and over and over again. This is the day of the Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And this emphasizes the gratitude and joy of the present day, acknowledging that God's provision and blessing. So, we live in a world where we're surrounded by evil, we're surrounded by hate, we're surrounded by just pure evil. But even though we are in this world, we still have that direct connection with God, with Jesus. And let's just sit back, smell the roses, and just say, hey, this is the day that Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us have the breath in our lungs that have been God ordained. And let's be grateful that God has chosen to never forsake us, to never leave us. So it is my prayer that your name is written in the book of life and that you have the ability to communicate with him on a daily basis so that, personally speaking, you can have a better version of you for your wife, for your kids, for your business partners, for your families, because we only get this one shot in life. And I just wanted to share that on my heart, that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. But no matter what you're going through, you still have air in your lungs and a heartbeat. God has called you for great things. But more importantly, it is my prayer that you ask for your name to be written in the book of life. All right, guys. God bless. Don't forget to like and subscribe our Rumble channel. And more importantly, if you need help on your retirement, give us a call at 813-448-3446. Also, don't forget our sponsor, Get Me Lean USA. If you want some great weight loss and some great sleep and some great cognitive function, check out Get Me Lean USA and get all these great peptides delivered to your door, subscription-based, so you can cancel anytime. I really appreciate these guys because they're a God-fearing company, America First company, and they have really great products. So definitely get your Performance Peak package from them, and you won't regret it. So God bless you guys. I'm out of here, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.